5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're not procrastinating because you literally don't care. You're procrastinating because your brain wants to feel better right now. When you don't train your brain to do hard things and to do little challenges that you are supposed to do for yourself to be better, you'll never build the muscle to be able to actually execute them.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hello, angels. Welcome back to another episode of Quality Queen Control. I am your host, Aisha Christina Foster. How is everyone feeling this week? Like, how are we feeling? Guys, I don't know what's in the air. Clearly, it's melatonin because I have been struggling even more than normal to get up. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It could be a little warfare happening. I don't know. I just have been so tired. I cannot even explain it. And it's weird. It's like the other week I was sleeping so late, but I was able to wake up early. And now I'm barely able to get up, but I'm falling right asleep when I get home. Like, it's so frustrating. Let me know if I'm the only person that's experiencing this or if you happen to experience this too, because it can't just be me. Like, there's just no way. I do not accept. So that is pretty much what's going on with me. I'm actually so happy to be filming the podcast again. I don't think you guys understand how much this like fills me. I saw this TikTok the other day and it said, "Your purpose is whatever makes you feel like God is in your bones." I want you to think about that. What are you naturally good at that when you're doing it, you can feel like God is in your bones? Like you, it's an intuitive thing for you. It genuinely brings you joy to be able to even have something or discover something about yourself that actually makes you feel so good that you love doing it within itself is such a blessing. And that is exactly how this show makes me feel. Like, I know I was, and I still am, in my whole TikTok shop bag and everything like that. But just to be able to film again, it truly just means the world to me. And for you guys to have been sticking beside me and supporting me, make sure that if you are watching this video on YouTube, that you were hyping up the video. Because once again, we want this content to get into the algorithm. Being on the A team, being quality queens, we are not gatekeepers here. We want to make sure that we're able to reach our goal of scaling the show. So that's going to take a little bit of support. And the best part is it's all free. So if you go into the description box, you can just press that hype option and it's going to let the algorithm know, okay, I liked this episode. I want this to, you know, be seen in the algorithm. And that should help us be able to attract more viewers for the show and be able to scale. And then we can reach our next goal of, let's just say, 250,000 subscribers, right? Like, why not? It's a team effort. Let's do this. Because ultimately, what I never got to do is I want to be able to have live podcast shows. I want to be able to do in-person meet and greets and all the different things. And that's why I need you guys. Like, I need you guys to help the team out and be able to push the content. So anytime you're commenting, you're engaging, you're reposting me, you're sending me a DM, you're sending it to a friend, you're saving it, you're all those things heavily, heavily matter when it comes to scaling the podcast and supporting your favorite creator. So I think it's important to also just let you guys know that all the engagement that you do absolutely matters, right? And also, we want to be the type of people that if we like something, we simply just let people know. You don't need to, you know, be a silent supporter all the time. You can sometimes just say, hey, I thought this was great, or share it to your friend if you don't want to comment, or like I said, hype it up. So this episode is actually dedicated to myself, and I'm sure that you guys can honestly relate to this as well, of why we tend to wait until the last minute and how to stop. Listen, can I explain something to you? Honestly, I feel like I am not fully type A because where time management is considered, I am not type A with that. But as far as organization and cleanliness and hygiene, very type A with that. That is like something that I have in the bag and I don't have an issue with that at all. But for me, it's the time management. And then for me, sometimes waking up early, it just sucks. I know my producer and I were just talking and we were like, all right, we need to lock in and like get these episodes done and all the different things. So we have been going strong with that. So that's really, really good. My editor, JT, is like incredible. I think JT, you're watching this. I think you are kind of a little bit type A, but you're the best kind because he's flexible and very, very easy to communicate with. But he's so like orderly with how he performs and staying on task. And I absolutely love that about him. So this, like I said, is for me. If you've ever told yourself, you know, I work best under pressure, you know, I want you to know that's not a personality trait. Okay, babe. Like this is actually neuroscience. So procrastination itself, it's not about being lazy or unmotivated or bad with time. It's actually how our brain regulates discomfort. All right. So whenever a task is going to feel overwhelming for us or boring, or it's emotionally loaded, okay, your brain's limbic system, which is the part that's responsible for safety and also your emotion, it's going to look for relief. All right. So it's not going to look for productivity. It's going to look for relief. And that's why scrolling, all right, cleaning, or doing literally anything else feels easier than starting the very thing that actually matters to you, than starting the very thing that's actually going to get you to the next level. Like, be so for real. Like, I knew I had to get ready. Luckily, today I was on time today because, like I said, I've been prioritizing that to be like, make sure we're running on schedule for the show and my call time. And my brain tells me, as I'm getting out the shower, my brain tells me unload the dishwasher and start organizing the cabinets. Are we serious right now? Like, I have to get ready to film. And I'm just like, just unload the dishwasher. And I open the cabinets and I start thinking, well, this can go here and that can go there. And I said, you know what? No, let me do a happy medium. I put the dishes away, but I did not start to organize the cabinets. That would have been ridiculous because I then started to think, I'm not going to be able to, not only am I not going to be able to finish this project, but I'm also not going to be able to get ready. So there's no point in me thinking like that at all. So there was that. I mean, please let me know that I'm not the only one. Okay. So what's interesting that actually happens when we get close to deadlines, timelines, whatever, all of a sudden the motivation appears. I have to get ready for 11:30. I am dead tired at 9:30, 9:45, struggling to get out of bed at 10:30. All of a sudden it's 10, it's 11 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, okay, now I have 45 minutes. Let me see how fast I can get it done. Please right now. I know I'm not the only one. So you get into what's going to feel like a flow state for you, right? You're locked in because you now know the time limit, right? Forget about all the ample time that you had. No. You enjoy knowing that you have 45 minutes to get ready for the thing you want to get ready for. And barely that, really, to be honest, if you have to leave your house. But that motivation did not come from discipline, right? That motivation, it actually came from urgency. So time pressure actually releases dopamine. Fun fact, all right? And it also releases adrenaline. So you're locked in, you're focused. And that temporarily overrides the avoidance and forces clarity within us. Doesn't it feel good to put words to that? I have been doing a lot of research on this. So in other words, you didn't suddenly become a better version of yourself by doing what you did, by getting ready the fastest you could in 45 minutes at the last minute. It's just your brain finally had enough stimulation to finally engage so that you can get the thing done that you needed to get done. So today's episode, it's not going to be about shaming procrastination or even necessarily glorifying hustle, as we know from the anti-lazy girl. Mm-mm-mm. It's about understanding the psychology behind why we simply do tend to wait last minute with things and how to actually work with your brain instead of constantly trying to fight it, because it's true, different things do work for different people. And I will say, as someone that definitely has ADHD tendencies 100%, I'm realizing like everybody does. Are we all living the same life? Time blocking really works. Like, I am a huge fan of the Pomodoro method. I really, really am. Like, when you lock in and you tell yourself, I'm giving myself exactly an hour to answer emails, I'm going to give myself a 10-minute break. So I get to just be on my phone for 10 minutes, but I know I'm locking in for X amount of time. And there are tons of free resources that you can find on YouTube, which I do all the time, like a study with me, and they do the Pomodoro method, and you basically just follow their exact patterns. Like, it times it for you. It does all the work for you, right? And plus, it's kind of like you're co-working with somebody, even though you're not even talking to them. You know, it makes a lot of sense. Because once you understand that procrastination is emotional regulation and it's not necessarily a character flaw, then you can stop relying on panic in order to actually feel productive and start building systems that support the life that you do say that you want. This is the exact revelation that I had, even as it pertains to my producer and I getting back into the flow of a new setup and filming the show again, right? So what actually is procrastination? Let's get into the science of it. So procrastination is emotional regulation. It's not about time management, all right? We tend to avoid tasks that are going to trigger discomfort. And the discomfort, this is where the disconnect happens. The discomfort doesn't necessarily mean I don't want to film my podcast, right? As it pertains to me. No, I love filming my podcast. But the discomfort is locking into a time to show up within a specific time frame. That's where the discipline, you know, has to come in. And that is what's causing the discomfort is, man, in order for me to get said thing done on time to do this and this, it's going to require me to show up in this capacity. That's where the discomfort is. And so we also tend to avoid tasks that are going to trigger, you know, our fear, our uncertainty. You're starting a new business. You're doing everything but trying to study the new business. You're so overwhelmed by all the information maybe that you're getting on ChatGPT. Like, you type in all this stuff, you're in flow state, then you literally ignore it. Maybe you look over it one time, you never look at it again. You start a brand new prompt asking the same thing in a different sentence, and you're just like going in circles here. You're not able to actually implement anything else. Ha! Am I reading you or what? And so, because it's uncertain, identify what the discomfort you're feeling is. Is it boredom? Is it fear? Is it uncertainty? Right? So because that feels very, very uncertain, I have no idea what I'm going to be doing, how to build the business, how to do this, how to do that. I am just distracting myself, doom scrolling, but I think I'm being productive because I'm technically watching things that do pertain to how to build a business, but yet I haven't implemented anything. That is still a form of avoiding the tasks that are triggering your discomfort. You're avoiding the thing that you need to do. So our brain is going to prioritize always relief over reward later. This is why it's important to engage in and practice delayed gratification. Because if you're always rewarding yourself immediately and not really teaching yourself to do the hard things, you end up never wanting to be challenged, and you have no endurance when it comes to challenging yourself, and you will tap out very quickly with things. And honestly, for your brain health, that is not a good thing to continue to practice. It's the same thing as people that never want to explain or learn how to express themselves articulately. They just get so frustrated and walk away. They never learn the emotional regulation of being able to express how they feel necessarily without extreme coping mechanisms or without resorting to violence or anything of that nature. Okay, so when we think about our limbic system, which is the system that seeks comfort, all right? And then we think about our prefrontal cortex. That is the part of our brains that is going to handle the discipline and also the planning. So you're not procrastinating because you literally don't care, all right? Let's just say that. You're procrastinating because your brain wants to feel better right now. And what feels better to you right now is sitting in bed and scrolling and telling yourself, oh, well, at least this is an educational video. That feels a lot better. Again, I want to emphasize this because this is something I'm actively living through. When you don't train your brain to do hard things and to do little challenges that you are supposed to do for yourself to be better, you'll never build the muscle to be able to actually execute them. Because in your brain, you always think that there's an easier way. The motivation is going to come one day. There has to be a better way to do this, a better way to do this. And so you keep putting it off, but then nothing ends up getting done. And then you end up even more upset with yourself. Especially as a creative, it is important that you create. You have to let it out, and you have to respect your boundaries whenever you're doing things. So it's going to be challenging sometimes. You decide, okay, I'm going to lock in. I'm going to do research for the business for, you know, the next hour. But all of a sudden your girlfriend calls you and you're like, well, she called me, so let me just answer the phone. Instead of saying, hey, I'm actually busy right now, I'm going to call you back after I'm done with this, and then plan accordingly how the duration of time you're going to be on the phone. Because even if you studied for an hour, you can't spend the next 3 hours on the phone with your friend, you know, if she's not in crisis or something like that. And you're just chatting on the phone. And then you turn around again, you've gotten nothing done. When you turn around, you're only going to be more upset with yourself. So why is it that deadlines tend to create sudden motivation in us? Well, this is the aha moment, right? Well, urgency is going to activate dopamine. And the thing that I love about researching this topic is it just feels so satiating to my brain to understand the why behind things, right? It's like, okay, it's not what I thought it was. There actually is an explanation for why I was showing up in this capacity. So stress releases adrenaline. And then that is going to sharpen your focus. That's why you're in that flow state when you know you have to be ready for 11:45 and you decided to get out of bed at 11 o'clock, right? But you were technically up since 8:45, but you didn't get out of bed. All of a sudden, you're actually awake. And to you, it feels like, well, I can't help it that all of a sudden my body just naturally felt like it was more awake at 11. But it's like, no, your brain knows, oh my gosh, there's this thing I have to do. I actually have to do it. This is urgency. And that's going to give you that dopamine, that feel good hormone. Now you have all the energy that you actually need. This is what's going on a scientific level. This is not opinion. This is fact. This is science. And then you're under that pressure, that stress of, oh my gosh, I have to get ready as fast as possible. How can I get all the things done that I had ample time to do in this short amount of time? It becomes like a fun little challenge for you. So now you're laser focused and you become comfortable operating like that. Time pressure removes your decision fatigue. Should I get up at this time? How much can I get done before I do that? All right, I have to be on a Zoom call for this time. Should I cook dinner? in the morning time, because I don't think I'm going to have time to do it tonight. Should I? All of a sudden, you have all these decision fatigue. But then, you know, if you're under time pressure, you know exactly all of a sudden, think about this, you know exactly what it is that you need to do. And all of a sudden, it doesn't, you don't even calculate in your mind, you know, could I do this? Could I do that? Could I do that? Because you're just so focused on getting the basics done. All right, I know if I have to be ready for this time, I need to take a shower, brush my teeth, spread my bed, pick out my outfit. There's no question about that. But all the other filler things that you would normally try and filter around, like what I was saying earlier, like, should I empty out my dishwasher, put my dishes away, organize, like all those different things go out the window when it comes to being under that time pressure. And then your tasks will become specific and they're not abstract. That abstractness that we tend to feel when it comes to trying to be on time, it's where do I start? What do I do? What task should I attack first? That is the abstractness. That is where tasks tend to become specific because you know exactly what it is that you're doing. So motivation is always going to show up when clarity shows up. And that's why you feel the motivation to all of a sudden get dressed, do this, lock in, da-da-da. Again, because of that deadline, it's going to create that sudden motivation. So then what is the role of dopamine and our reward system? Dopamine is not just about pleasure, right? It's also about the anticipation of that pleasure. Long timelines equals low dopamine. Oh, this is so far out. Man, this project, this essay isn't due until next month. Why the heck would I start doing it now? Your teacher says, start researching now. Why would I start researching now? I have 30 days. That makes no sense. I have no motivation to get this done. That's so long from now. Short deadlines do tend to equate to higher dopamine responses. All right, I got to get this done quickly. It has to be done. Just goes to show it's a part of our human nature that we tend to only do the things that we need to do a lot of the times when we know we absolutely have to do them, right? So if you're saying, I'll start next week, there's no urgency there. But if you're saying this is due in 6 hours, oh yeah, focus mode activated. I'm in flow state. Your brain actually needs immediacy in order to engage, not necessarily inspiration. Because think about it. We think about inspiration all the time being the motivating factor. It's not. It is the immediacy that you need. I'm telling you this right now, especially for my people that have ADHD. You can scroll on your phone for 3 hours looking at inspiration. So it is not the inspiration that your brain needs to engage. You can sit there and watch some girl put on her makeup and have her perfect skincare routine and all these different things. And you tell yourself, tomorrow, I'm going to do the same thing. But there's no that's the inspiration, but there's no urgency. There's no immediacy to get you to act on those things and actually engage, despite the fact that you just spent the past 3 hours looking through inspiration content. Inspirational content. I also saw this girl, this is for the creators. I saw this girl literally say that it's just easier for her to start filming her day immediately because that's her motivation to get out of bed. And I don't know, maybe you guys should try it. I think it might actually work. Why working under pressure is actually costly is for this reason, right? One, the burnout, right? After a while, let's be honest here. Despite all that I have said, there will come a point in time where you do get exhausted of being late to things. You do start to feel embarrassed about it. You do have this desire to actually want to be on time, to honor your time, because it does bleed into other areas at times, even areas that you are more in control over. Sometimes when things get a little bad, because life ebbs and flows, you tend to start really showing up differently in the areas that you used to have control over as well. So you're feeling burnt out because of the fact that working under pressure can create so much of like a high strung anxiety ridden environment that you're just burnt out. You're tired of having to just be forced into performing within the same, you know, environment, being so high strung. And then of course your anxiety is going to spike. It's an anxiety, you're throwing yourself into anxiety-ridden circumstances all the time. You're not able to give your best performance from a place of peace and relaxation. You're showing up almost always, you know, barely making it to the function type of thing. After a while, that gets exhausting because everybody understands as an adult how preparation will always help you longer in the end anyways. And then of course there's poor recovery, because you're always focused on being late to do the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. When do you truly have time to relax? Because you're always on edge from having to rush to do this and do that. And then inevitably that reinforces all of the avoidance cycles that you're doing, where you just continue to build habits on avoiding the things that you are supposed to be doing. That's what that ends up turning into. Now we have a full-blown habit of avoiding things and waiting until the last minute to do them, because we feel reinforced by the dopamine and the hormones that are released when we are in these flow states that we are manufacturing due to being late. So just because something works, like what I explained to you guys before, the science of why that seems to work does not mean that that's healthy, all right? So here's how we actually hack our brain, right? Here are some practical tools that we can do. So one, create artificial deadlines. Yep, create artificial deadlines. Your brain does not know the difference between what's real, what's not, okay? Create those artificial deadlines. This, even with public accountability, right? That means with a friend. I also find that I work very well when I know that something is due from me. For instance, I know I have to get these episodes done because I have to get it to my editor. I also want to make sure I'm showing up on time so that my producer is not waiting for me to get ready while he's trying to set up all these different things. So I know I have to connect the dots with these people. So I need to make sure that I'm showing up doing what I need to get done, because then I'm making the operation not function as successfully. For what reason? When it's all on me, right? It can expose that you are in fact the problem, right? Time blocking, like I said. So do this in short little sprints. You can time block from 20 to 40 minutes. Let's say, you work for 20 minutes, you work for 45 minutes, or you work for 25 minutes or 20 minutes, what have you. And then you give yourself some breaks. Why? So that when you work, you work. When you play, you play. Simple. And this does work, as opposed to trying to study, to do a task, but you're on your phone, you're doing it, you're back and forth, you're not going to be able to lock in. But if you tell yourself, I'm going to study, I'm going to do the dishes, it makes it like a game. You see how we clearly, when you are on a time crunch and you're motivated by that, you like games. Oh, how fast can I get ready? All right, we'll do the same thing with time blocking. How much can I complete if I set a timer to 20 minutes? How fast can I clean the kitchen? How fast could I? That actually, the same thing is going to work. I promise you that, right? And then also shrinking some of your tasks so that you can reduce the emotional resistance to wanting to complete them. This really matters, because a lot of the times too, we tend to be very ambitious with the things that we want to complete. All right, I'm going to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to Pilates. Then I'm going to come back home and at eight o'clock, I'm going to be able to, breakfast will be 8:00. And everything, I'll be able to get in the shower, I'll be able to fully start my day by 9:15. For some people, that's very, very doable. But if you're someone that's trying to incorporate getting a time schedule and all these different things, there's other variables that factor in, like changing the time that you even go to bed, and also reducing the amount of things that you're trying to complete that day. You don't have to get a million things done in a day in order to be successful, right? In order to have a productive day. That's the thing. Sometimes we tend to just be very overly zealous. Our intentions are pure, and we are feeling defeated, again, not realizing we're reinforcing the emotional resistance because we're setting the goal so high when we haven't done the work in order to get to point A to point B. You're not showing up in the small ways and checking that off the list. Even if you write down, spread my bed, brush my teeth, shower, and check those things off the list, that literally signals to your brain accomplishment. All right, she's doing the things that she says she's going to do. All right, now she's off to, making coffee. Check. All right, now every little thing, I'm telling you. And also, those little tasks are stuff you do automatically, but it looks like you've gotten a sizable amount of things done, right? Add more of those tasks as you're building and working your way up, as opposed to, I'm going to answer my emails. I'm going to the gym 5 times a week at 6 o'clock in the morning. All the things, you guys know what I'm saying. Like, don't overload yourself with all of this stuff that you've never even proven to yourself before that you could even do. You have to start small, or you will be building resistance, which is why you were avoiding in the first place, to wanting to show up. And then with that being said, you want to start before you feel ready. The motivation is not going to drop out of the sky. All right. It's not one day you wake up and you're going to be on it. There's going to be some days that are easier than others, but it still is going to require you to challenge yourself to show up doing what you simply said you're going to do. Honor your word. That's really what the theme of this is. Honoring your word to yourself is what you need to do, right? Reward yourself for starting the task, okay? And maybe not necessarily always finishing the task, because sometimes you're not going to be able to finish everything. And so then you get frustrated and then you don't want to start all these different things. No, okay, I was able to start this getting done. I made a decent dent. Okay, I can reward myself a little bit here. You know what I mean? I woke up early. All right, I am going to be able to go to Starbucks and go get that coffee. You know what I mean? Because I did wake up early. I wasn't able to maybe finish editing 30 TikToks, but at least I was able to get a head start and I edited, you know, 10 of them. Okay. So action is going to create the motivation, right? There is no other way around it, because action is the antidote to procrastination anyways. Action will always create that motivation. And when you think about it, even from a faith standpoint, stewardship is not just about money. It's about your energy, your focus, and your time. So the questions to ask yourself is, well, what emotion am I avoiding when I procrastinate? And we don't even sit with ourselves long enough to actually have answers to these questions. What would make this task feel safer for me to start? Where am I confusing pressure with productivity? And what does consistency unlock in me that urgency never will? Yeah, it's hard to be consistent if you're always going to be living under the pressure of urgency, because what the urgency is going to produce is different results every single time. You don't know what you're always going to have time for. But if you show up consistently and you get into the habit of doing these things daily, your results are going to be better. So in conclusion, you do not need more motivation, okay? You need better systems. Just like James Clear said in his book, everybody has goals. People that are successful, people that are not successful. What is the difference? The system of operations, all right? So you need better systems. You need compassion for and knowledge of how your brain actually works. So this is going to require some changes. This is also going to require grace, discomfort as well, and also reframing in your mind what discipline is, and look at it actually as self-support instead of anything else. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you hype this video up. Send it to a friend, to a friend, to a friend. We're trying to grow the A-Team and the Quality Queens to hit our next goal of 250,000 subscribers. We are so back. Are you kidding me? Thank you for those of you that have been commenting on my videos. I see all the comments. I love you guys so much. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you, beautiful angels, in my next episode. Mwah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.